In 1943, a young Swiss woman from the Rizou came to Vichy, France, to Toulouse, to be one of the counselors. She was 24 years old, Anne-Marie Piguet. Her father was a forester in the Rizou, not very far from here. And she came to the Chateau de Lailly to take care of children. And at that time, the Swiss government and the Swiss Red Cross forbade any activity that might anger the Vichy French or the Germans, and that included the rescue of Jewish children. Anne-Marie Piguet was a revolutionary young woman. Today, she would definitely be out demonstrating against the government. She was that kind of person. And she decided she needed to help rescue the older children of Lailly, who had been incarcerated and then liberated by her superiors. And she then made connections with the passeurs in this region in the Rizou, particularly Victoria Cordier. And she led one by one, sometimes two or three, of the Lailly youngsters, eight of them actually, at different times, to this area, and helped with Victoria Cordier and her sisters who lived in Chapelle des Bois. That is, their mother lived in Chapelle des Bois. She lived in Champagnol. And with the help of the Cordier sisters, Anne-Marie Piguet was able to rescue eight of our group to literally hike across and up the cliff in the vicinity of Champagnol, and across the Rizou, and then into the Swiss border.